It's continuing coverage of Appalachian Parkersburg girls basketball with head coach Brady Driscoll. Falcons end up falling on the road to Hudson 51 to 45 here on Friday night. And coach, again, a night where shots just weren't falling. You didn't make a three until very late in the game, 1 of 15, and you shot just 33%. I mean, you were able to build it up to 33% in the second half, but unfortunately, this just seemed like a game of a lot of missed opportunities.
Yeah, especially early on. We thought, kind of right away from the tip, and then the first maybe 4 or 5 possessions, you could have 3 or 4 buckets there too. I remember thinking right away, like, it could be 8-0 right now or early. Instead, it might have been like 4-0 them or something. So we definitely had our chances, especially early on, and we kind of talked about that where, late game situations in the second half, fourth quarter, when we need a rally, it's hard when they're up 8 and then you cut it to 6 instead of them up 3 and you cut it to 1, and then things are a lot different. But it kept bouncing back between 8 and 6. We could never get it back, and I think especially early opportunities hurt that.
How do you kind of, move forward from a game like this where it's certainly such a frustrating game, right? I mean, things that could have gone your way don't, and when it's as poor of a shooting, first half as it was, how do you kind of compartmentalize this as you look to move forward, knowing that, yeah, this is a good defensive team that you played with Hudson, not maybe the worst loss in the world, but you got to, kind of move on from this one.
Yeah, it, we talked about in the locker room too. You play a good, they're a good team too. I mean, they're a ranked team, and we'll see them again and everything. But you don't play your best brand of basketball at all. I mean, only one made three is very unlike us. We kind of compared it to the Hampton-Dumont game, really, where if your outside shots aren't falling, we got to find other ways to score. And we had those chances early, just got to put the ball in the hole. And then that fourth quarter, I think halftime was, 14 points for us. We got it up to 45, so the second half was a lot better. But if we had that intensity and effort, and just the buckets falling for us early on, that could have changed things a lot for us. And then just again, 2 or 3 more threes, and I like our looks. Obviously, very capable of hitting them with the 4-game stretch that we just had. Making 7, 8, 11. A lot of threes there. And we don't even need those kind of numbers. Just 3 or 4, and it's a totally different game.
All right, so again, a 51-45 road loss here to Hudson. Just a couple minutes left here before the second half of the boys' game, but a chance to hopefully finish strong next week. Should be a great atmosphere when you guys host Dyke New Hartford here next Tuesday night, followed by South Hardin. So 2 home games after a long road swing. Just want to get your thoughts here on the upcoming week and how you can maybe finish strong here going into Christmas break.
Yeah, it doesn't get any easier. I mean, Dyke, obviously, they've been putting it to teams. I know they won big tonight over Columbus, and then South Hardin, they've been putting up a lot of points, and they were a young crew last year and get a lot back. So it's going to have to be one game at a time. And just regroup, forget about this one real quick, and you got to finish this half a breakout strong.
All right, AP Girls Basketball Coach Brady Driscoll, appreciate the time tonight.
Yep, you bet.